Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
The annual Guns and Hoses Blood Drive this week at the Rec Center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The 15th annual competition between law enforcement and the fire department will be held at the Campbell County Recreation Center this week. The challenge between Campbell County Fire Department and Gillette Police Department joined with the Campbell County Sheriff's Office in a race to see which team can get the most blood donations during the three-day period. The blood drive is today, December 27th, and tomorrow, December 28th, from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Thursday, December 29th from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Last year's competition ended in a tie. The friendly competition helps to promote the importance of blood donation, especially during the holidays. The need for blood donations during the holiday season generally goes up. The Red Cross says busy travel schedules, seasonal illness, and inclement weather can make it difficult for people to find time to donate blood. Unfortunately, the need for blood does not decrease in step with the flow of donations. People who want to participate can choose which team they want to represent, Team Law or Team Fire. Donors will receive a special edition t-shirt for donating blood during the competition. To schedule an appointment, visit Vitalient.org/Gillette GNH or call 1-877-25-VITAL. Gillette's latest storm produced a significant amount of snow. According to the city of Gillette, during December 12th and December 16th, we received 21 inches of snow. It's the sixth snowstorm Gillette has had since the beginning of the winter season. High winds and blowing snow created visibility issues and large drifts. Winds often gusted up to 50 miles per hour. The lowest temperature during the period was 8 degrees. Slick conditions resulted in 12 crashes around Gillette. During the 4 days, over 96 tons of ice slicer and scoria were used on roadways. Total cost of all the materials, manpower, and trucks during the snow event was $81,354. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.